77.
Good idea.
The Senate Judiciary and Public Safety Committee will come to order. We do have a quorum, and for the record, this is Thursday, May 12th, 2011. I want to thank our members for coming in so early. To consider the confirmation of Commissioner Ramona Doman for Public Safety Commissioner. Do we have anyone to give testimony on behalf of Ms. Doman? Mr. Melton, welcome to the table.
Good morning, Chair Limmer. Members, my name is Neil Melton. I'm here today not as the director of the Post Board, but as a former peace officer, a former associate dean in the college system, and primarily as a citizen of this great state. I asked to be placed on today's agenda to voice my support for the confirmation of Mona Doman as the Commissioner of the Department of Public Safety. I believe the appointment of Ms. Doman as Commissioner is the perfect match of personality and position. In essence, she was destined for this job. I have known Commissioner Doman for many years and watched her excel in every facet of her extensive professional career. Given that track record, I am confident her tenure at DPS will be equally impressive. The mission statement of the Department of Public Safety reads like Commissioner Doman's resume. They have a mission to protect citizens and communities. Ms. Doman has done that for 29 years, from Glencoe to Marshall to Maple Grove and now to St. Paul. And as she rose through the ranks, she gained a comprehensive and a compassionate understanding of public safety needs and responsibilities, from small agencies in the rural area to a large metro agency, for all people who live in, work in, or merely visit Minnesota. DPS also has a mission to promote prevention and preparedness. Ms. Doman's membership in a number of statewide law enforcement and emergency management organizations has provided her a broad template of experiences on which to rely as she works to ensure Minnesota and DPS is proactive, efficient, and effective. DPS also has a mission to promote education. Not only does Commissioner Doman promote education, she participates. I've served with her on the Law Enforcement Advisory Board at Alexandria Technical College for 12 years. Her active role in law enforcement ensures new officers are ready to professionally perform their duties. Her willingness to serve as an advisor, role model, and mentor to college students, rookie officers, gray-haired police administrators is a testament to her commitment to public safety. Commissioner Doman is no stranger to statewide public safety issues. Her previous experiences reflect various roles, including president of the Minnesota Chiefs of Police Association. In that capacity, she worked tirelessly to guarantee policing remained consistent and professional across the state. In 2004, Ms. Doman was appointed as a police chief's representative on the Minnesota Board of Peace Officer Standards and Training. For 7 years, she served as a board member and was serving as the post board chair until Governor Dayton took her away from us. As board chair, Ms. Doman was truly engaged in Post's role as the regulator and resource for Minnesota's 10,500 officers employed by any of the 457 agencies. Her knowledge, awareness, and keen insights of statewide education, training, and other professional standards will prove invaluable as Commissioner Doman works in partnership with officers and citizens to keep Minnesota the standard by which other states are measured. As director of the Post Board, I am grateful knowing that Commissioner Doman's sage advice and wisdom is just a phone call away. In closing, I have sincere respect for Mona Doman, both as an exemplary public administrator and, more importantly, as a genuinely nice person. In that vein, I wholeheartedly support her appointment as Commissioner of Public Safety. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Melton. Ms. Doman, could you come to the table? After that, a very eloquent introduction, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members.
And if you could make a statement of of your desire to be commissioner, and a little bit you can expand on anything you'd like as far as your philosophy or whatever you want to do.
Well, good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. It is with a great honor that I'm here this morning and at the Capitol each day and at my office in St. Paul each day. I know that you have my resume in front of you. I don't know if you've had an opportunity to look at it, but I have served for nearly 30 years in law enforcement, deciding at the beginning of my adult life that I was going to be a public servant, and became a police officer at a very young age. I sometimes wonder why Rudy Wittenberg in Glencoe, Minnesota, gave me a gun and a squad car, but that's where I started, and it's been a wonderful journey ever since. I served in Glencoe as a police officer. I served for the city of Marshall as a police officer, and for the past 27 years, I've been a police officer with the St. Louis Park's my husband, with the Maple Grove Police Department, having served the last 10 years as the police chief. Throughout my tenure, early on, I became very aware that education was going to be an important part of wanting to further my career and do different things within the profession. And so I went back to school and got my undergraduate degree from Metropolitan State University. I then moved on and was nominated and subsequently went to the FBI National Academy and spent just about 3 months out there learning and studying with about 260 other men and women from around the country regarding leadership and administration and police functions and the like. I then came back and realized that I wanted to fulfill a dream of being a police chief, and so I went back and got my master's degree at the University of St. Thomas here in St. Paul. And in that time, I was appointed the police chief in 2001 for the city of Maple Grove and have served there since then and until March 1st when I came to St. Paul to serve as the Commissioner of Public Safety. I believe that leadership is about relationships, about serving people, putting others before self. And I have done that for 30 years and continue to have that mindset as I have moved to the Department of Public Safety. I've had the opportunity over the last 10 and a half weeks to travel around the different divisions within the Department of Public Safety, and I can say wholeheartedly that the department is well served with very caring, compassionate, hardworking, ethical, honest people. Over the course of the next few months, we are going to be working as division directors to assess the work that we're doing in the Department of Public Safety to make sure that we are doing it in the most economical and efficient way, all in service to the citizens of this great state. And I look forward to the opportunity. I am very proud and honored to be here, and I would be open to any questions if you have, but I hope that you will confirm my appointment, and I am very honored that Governor Dayton had the faith in me to select me and appoint me as the commissioner. Thank you.
Any questions? Sarah Ingebrigtsen.
Excuse me. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Commissioner, thank you for those opening remarks. Under your leadership activities there, I noticed you were a DARE officer. Can you talk a little bit more about the DARE program and what you think of it and what you think its accomplishments have been? And if you think it's been under some criticism as a that possibly it's not doing any good and we should move on to something different, I'd like to hear your ideas there, as well as I see you with the spent some time with the Hennepin County Juvenile Advisory Board. Give me a little overview of your thoughts of juvenile crime and juvenile crime prevention, and what, 'cause it just never seems obviously to go away. But it's always a matter of big discussion, not only at city and county level, but at the state level. Can you just give me a little overview of what you think about that?
Commissioner, do you want to take on the DARE idea first, and
Mr. Chair,
go to juveniles?
Mr. Chair, Senator Ingebrigtsen and members. Actually, if I could clarify, I wasn't actually a DARE officer, but I did supervise the DARE program for many years, and as a chief, I was a strong supporter of the DARE program and have spoken many times publicly about the efforts that DARE officers do and put forth in our schools. I believe that we lose our kids if we don't pay attention to them at early stages in their life. I believe that I see Commissioner Roy is in in the crowd today, and I believe that at times we have people in our prison systems and in our correctional facilities because we haven't paid attention early on in their life, and that we can't do enough to support the children in our communities in many different ways. And one of those ways is through the DARE program. I would imagine that there are other programs that we could reach out, but the relationship that DARE provides between police officers and kids and parents and schools is, I believe, a great collaborative effort. I don't know that you can measure what we don't know, and that is we don't know the number of kids that are impacted positively by the DARE program because we look at the statistics of the kids that go on to either use or abuse drugs or use violence as a means to work through their lives. But I can tell you that I believe that if we impact one child positively by providing the DARE program, that we've been a success to that one child. And if it's yours or if it's mine or if it's anybody's child, we owe that to our children and our communities.
Any other questions? Or Senator Engelbrecht?
Thank you, and a follow-up with that. And thank you for those words. And I guess it's more or less a comment of the DARE program. It's been under, again, some criticism, but it not only opens it up for the uniformed officer and the kid on the street, but also the parents. That little graduation at the end of that thing was always astounded. I was always astounded by the look on the grandparents' face, and a lot of times that's the people who showed up were the grandparents, fortunately or unfortunately. And opening up those avenues with that uniform, you're not just that person that's there to throw you in jail or to deal with you all the time. So I really appreciate that. The other question was, I guess you just covered it with regards to juveniles, and it's something we deal with, and John's been grappling, and Senator Marty's been grappling with that for years, and Senator Limmer as well with regards to how to deal with juvenile crimes. So thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Sir Harrington.
Mr. Chair, I have known Commissioner Dolman for a number of years, having worked with her on both the Republican National Convention, worked with her on presidential visits out to her community in Maple Grove as a part of the Community Policing Institute, the Minnesota Chiefs of Police Association, and other bodies. I can tell you that she's an outstanding candidate for this position, that she brings together both a community policing, a good hard-nosed look at crime, and a broad-based public safety perspective. Which is absolutely essential for success at the Department of Public Safety, since it is not simply policing. It is fire and emergency management and a wide range of other services. My question would be to ask her about victim services and specifically domestic violence victim services and what her perspective is on how the state should be serving those who are unfortunate enough to be victims of violent crime.
Commissioner.
Mr. Chair, Senator Harrington and members, domestic violence is a vicious circle, as we all know. And through the Office of Justice Programs, we work hard to make sure that communities within our communities have the resources and the guidance and the leadership to provide best services for the victims in our society, especially of domestic violence. And so I think that as a best practices or a policy setting entity from the state of Minnesota, that is where our responsibility lies from the Department of Public Safety to give guidance, because I believe that local communities also have ownership in providing security and safety for the people within their community, no matter what kind of crime they might be a victim of. But I see the core role of the Department of Public Safety, the state of Minnesota, as setting best practices and policy and helping working with local law enforcement agencies throughout the state to ensure that the safety of the victims, especially domestic violence, are protected.
Thank you.
Senator Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Commissioner, I started out my career in law enforcement with Hennepin County Deputy, as a Hennepin County Deputy Sheriff. I later moved into the courtroom and was assigned as a felony public defender, and I handled a wide variety of rather serious felonies as a public defender. Could you give me your thoughts as to, from a law enforcement standpoint, what your thoughts are regarding the role of the public defenders within the criminal justice system?
Commissioner.
Mr. Chair, Senator Newman, members. I believe that all people in our society have rights, and they have a right to due process. From the role of a public safety peace officer, police officer, I believe that if we do our job with integrity, ethically, morally, and honestly, that the judicial system, the process, will give all offenders the rights that they deserve to answer to the accusations or the allegations that have been made. And so I have faith in the system that it gives all offenders the due process that they deserve if on the front end law enforcement is doing their job ethically and fairly and honestly and firmly.
Sir Marty.
Mr. Chair, I was not familiar with Commissioner Doman other than by name until a few months ago, and she's got a great department to lead, and I'm impressed by all the credentials, and I heard her mention her husband is also law enforcement. Truly a law enforcement family, I see. The only other comment I'd make is, not having served on this committee for a number of years, is all the acronyms for all the professional affiliations are quite a mouthful, but I'm very impressed and wish you the best.
Any other questions? Commissioner and members, I've known the commissioner probably for 20 years, and having represented Maple Grove, and she serving Maple Grove as in the capacity of a law enforcement officer, she's never pulled me over. and that might be a qualification enough, but nevertheless, I have seen her work. And Maple Grove, despite the fact that it's out there on the edge of a suburban area, we do have our issues. We have serious issues. The back lot, kitty corner to my house, there was a murder there just a year and a half, 2 years ago. So it does show that crime gets anywhere, and anyone can be a victim. It was rather startling to wake up after the last day of a session, to wake up the next morning with a police tape around my neighbor's yard. And yet at the same time, we also know that Maple Grove is a complex city with the freeway traffic going through. I think there's close to 125,000 cars a day going through that, and that provides unique policing challenges, because we get just about anybody and everybody that lives anywhere in the state going through the city of Maple Grove, and they bring their habits and their lifestyles with them. Needless to say, I've seen Commissioner Doman in the role of an administrator. I've seen her in the role of attending a DARE graduation class where my son was there and we took photos. My kid didn't want any photos of me. They wanted photos of Chief Doman at that time. And I was just the guy to take the picture. And so I think she is not only well-liked, but that there's a reason why, and she has brought an ethical and an exceptional management to the Maple Grove Police Department. She's a tremendous asset to the city of Maple Grove, and I would highly recommend her endorsement. We do need to have someone make a motion. Senator Ingebrigtsen?
Mr. Chair, if I could, just a comment, and I'd certainly be more than happy to make a motion. But in going through the commissioner's work experience, it's very clear to me, and it's important, I think, for all of us to, when we look at appointing commissioners to head the state agencies, it's important to see where they've come from and where they are now. And to me, it strikes out very clearly that when we appoint somebody, that we consider the experience. And when working through the rank and files from small town of Glencoe to the metropolitan area and to where the commissioner is today, gives me a positive thought on just how exactly this commissioner would treat all of Minnesota the same and know all the issues in Minnesota, not just parts of Minnesota, and very well rounded to make public safety decisions for our state. So with that, if I could, Mr. Chair, I would move that this committee recommend Commissioner Dolan to the full Senate to be approved.
Is there any other comment? I personally would like to make this a bipartisan recommendation. So, Senator Harrington, would you join in Senator Ingebrigtsen in the recommendation for Mona Dorman to be confirmed as commissioner?
I can wholeheartedly recommend Commissioner Dolman to be confirmed, absolutely, without any reservation.
The motion is before us. Senators Harrington and Ingebrigtsen recommend for passage the confirmation of Commissioner Ramona L. Dolman as Commissioner of the Department of Public Safety. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
There's no other business before the committee. The committee is adjourned.
Nice.
Congratulations, Commissioner.
Mr. Chair, members, thank you very much.